We've heard a lot from parents and teachers about their challenges with school schedules caused by COVID-19 and now the Omicron variant. Now let's speak with a student. Izzy Peoples is a sixth grader at Atlanta Neighborhood Charter School in Atlanta, Georgia, and our team spoke to her last in May of 2020. And boy, that can seem like a long time ago. Izzy Peoples joins us now. Izzy, thanks so much for being with us.
Of course.
How are you doing? How are you feeling?
Pretty nervous. I've never really done this kind of thing before, except for that one time back in 2020. It's a lot of things have changed since 2020. I think we all kind of thought COVID was going to be this like fast flying thing that we were just going to be doing this for like a month or something. But no, that has not happened at all.
Yeah. And I understand your mother has been diagnosed, right?
Yes. I've been kind of quarantining. My dad and my stepmother also have COVID. So I've been just like in my room. I've been doing a lot of crafts. It's hard though, because every time I have to see her, I'm like wearing a mask and I can't like be very, very close to her. And it's hard.
Mm. I have a daughter. I have two daughters, but I have one in particular who's a little older than you who likes to say remote schooling is really very remote indeed.
Yes.
How do you feel about it?
Well, I think I'm pretty lucky in the fact that I did make friends before I went to remote school, which I really like because it would have been horrible if I had to make friends in remote school.
Mm-hmm.
But I like remote school in some ways. I like that I can get straight to work whenever I want. But I really miss my friends and like being able to interact with people.
Yeah. I understand you plan to go back to school next week, right?
Yes, on Tuesday.
Looking forward to it?
Yeah, looking forward to it.
I got to ask, though, since your family knows COVID directly, any concerns?
My mom has like health issue with COVID. My brother has asthma. I just had a younger brother. He is 3 months old. And obviously, there's like fear in having that young of a brother in like through this time, because they could, well, obviously they can get sick for thousands of reasons, but like COVID just like puts some extra fear onto that.
Sure. Has it been hard to keep up friendships?
Yes. At the beginning of COVID, I had this friend group, but I think we were all really bored, and I was in like fourth grade and then I went to a new school and I had to make friends there. But I don't think you can really have like a true friendship without like being able to like be close with each other and laugh with each other. Cause I feel like that just wouldn't be easy. And we aren't thinking about COVID like all the time in our friendships.
I think you're very right. That makes a lot of sense to, I think, anybody who's ever been a kid and anyone who's a parent. What would you like adults to know?
Just know that we like, it's hard for us to be in this situation, but we are smart about things. We know what is happening and we know like the effects of COVID. Some people don't, but there are a lot of kids who are very smart about COVID, and like, especially with like TikTok, there is so much information going on over there. Like, where like the Gen Z are very, they're very smart, and we know what is happening in the world right now.
Boy, you think you'll remember these 2 years for the rest of your life? Tell your children and grandchildren about it?
Probably not. I barely remember right now. My mom got me this like feather pen and ink and like in a really old journal. And I've started writing down like, I don't know, just like how my day has been. So maybe I can remember, because I kind of regret not doing it at the beginning of COVID, because I would like to remember and I don't really remember anything.
Yeah. What do you hope we take out of these days? What do you think we've learned?
I hope we learned that we have to work together to like get through stuff, because if we don't, then catastrophe will happen. We also need to learn that we are not having the same situation, because obviously they're like, my experience with COVID will not be of that of like a poorer person who has to work at a grocery store every day. But I think we all have to know that we are in COVID together, even though if we don't have the same experiences, we are all in COVID right now.
Izzy Peoples is a sixth grader, although I gotta say, you sound much older and wiser than just sixth grade, at Atlanta Neighborhood Charter School in Georgia. Thanks so much for being with us. Our thanks and best wishes to you and your family, okay?
You too. Thank you.